Time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
For Live and Direct tonight, I'm very excited to have Vox Venus in the studio. How are we tonight?
Good, thank you.
We're great, thank you.
I'm super excited to hear you guys perform in a bit. But before that, let us know who you are and tell us what you're using tonight. What instrument are you playing?
All right, well, I'm playing drums. Yep, doing some crazy madness stuff.
That's Hannah talking, who's going to play the drums. She's amazing. Yeah. And I'm Heather, and I'm playing some beautiful vintage synthesizers.
We've got a good selection of synths up there. I had a little nerd about what you're using. It's great.
It has to be done.
Give us a brief history of Vox Venus. What have you done? Where have you come from? Where are you going as well?
Sort of come from outer space.
Yeah,
and
another planet.
staying out there. This is a brief sort of earthly visit. Well, I mean, I in this form of Vox Venus with Hannah on board, we've been working together for maybe the past year.
Yeah, it's gone really quick.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing how sort of that happens. But so we've been working together and like collaborating and changing and reworking a lot of the songs that I'd originally come with, and I'm just loving how they're sounding now. It's so cool.
Yeah.
But before that, I was working on some stuff pretty much solo, and I was using drum machines, and that didn't really cut it. And I also had
It was still cool, though. It was like kind of robotic vibes.
yeah. And it was cool. It sort of reminded me of my first keyboard, which was a Casio tone, and it had all those little beats. But it doesn't really compare.
Yeah, I feel like the drum, like you can get some drum machines that almost feel a bit like have some kind of human elements, but ultimately like a real human with some drums is like, you can't really beat that, can you?
No, you can't, especially with the songs. They need shape and they need like energy at different times, and the drum machine does this wonderful job, but it just keeps
it monotonous.
It does.
Cool. I guess, how would you musically describe Vox Venus? Because I've listened to your tracks a lot, and it's quite chill, but it can, like, it's, I feel like the, I mean, using quite jarring synth lines and like different variety of synths, it's like quite intense at times as well.
I think of like 80s synth vibes, John Carpenter kind of stuff with crazy drums.
I'm into the
top,
John Carpenter vibes.
Yeah. Especially drums, grooves, and then it goes a little bit crazy in some parts.
Because it's quite groovy, quite chill, but then it like builds up and gets quite intense in some areas.
Yeah, it's got these different elements, and I think, like, you know, we both listen to lots of different kinds of music, and then that
different influences.
That's right. And when the songs, when I'm writing the tunes, they just come from, I just try to go with whatever's coming through. And sometimes it sort of draws on a range of influences, I suppose.
Cool.
But we're kind of like calling it like space synth pop. Kind of ish. But it's not really pop, is it?
I don't know. Yeah, pop. I don't know about pop.
Yeah, I know. But then some of it has that element, but then some really doesn't. So, okay, we should have talked about that before. Yeah. Sorry.
Do you reckon?
Can you edit that bit out? I don't know who we are.
Do you reckon what you've kind of grown up listening to is influenced from like the music you're making today? Or do you reckon it's completely
different?
Yeah, for sure.
I listen to a lot of punk rock and like weird techno stuff like Squarepusher and Aphex Twin.
Cool.
So I kind of draw from that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Kind of like breakbeaty type stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
Cool. I almost think maybe like a new wave kind of, like post new wave kind of buzz.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
New wave, space wave.
Yeah. I love space. Oh,
space wave.
Space wave.
Yes.
Okay, we coined it.
Okay,
we
cool.
found it.
Awesome.
And then, you know, people can decide as well based on what they think.
Yeah, from what I've heard in the grapevines, you're quite into gear, and I can kind of see that out there. You've got some really cool analog synths that you're using tonight. I'm interested to know, and I know a lot of listeners are real into kind of like nerdy gear as well. But what gear do you use to produce and create music?
The synths that I'm using. I've got a bass synth, which is the Roland SH-1, and that's the really early analog synth, and it's a mono synth, so you only play one note at a time, which is perfect for bass. And you can do lead lines on it as well, so sometimes I flick it up to a higher octave and do a lead on it as well.
Mm.
But that's like I've learned heaps about how to shape sound on that one, because the signal comes through, just the pathway is not too complicated. So yeah, that's helped me
it's quite pure in the sense that it is what it is, and
you know,
you twist a knob and it gives you what it does. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah. And I kind of love it how it like, you have to warm it up for 20 minutes to so that the pitch settles
nice
and stuff.
Otherwise it doesn't behave. Yeah,
you've really got to look after
it. You've got to be his friend.
Yeah. And the other one is a Juno 106, and that's really shaped the sound that we have now as well. And before that I was using a Yamaha SK20, and that's real cool as well. And it's just an early poly synth, but the Juno brings this way more 80s vibe. It's in 1984, true. I think.
Yeah.
So, and so I got that around the same time that me and Hannah started creating music together. So it sort of goes together in space wave.
And you want to play on my mum's Juno, eh? Is that like an even older one?
Yeah, that's the Juno 60, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. It's got like wooden panels on it, wooden paneling stuff. Oh, so
and
good.
It's got an arpeggiator.
Oh, that could be fun.
Drooling over that. Yeah.
I know, all of these synths are very, very vintage, very, very sought after by a lot of musicians. I know that. Do you have like quite a collection of kind of vintagey like style synths?
It's become that way over the last few years. And I feel really lucky to have had the opportunities. And, you know, there's been a couple of bidding wars on TradeMe to get, especially for the SH1. And then I was gifted the Juno by a friend as well. And it cost a lot to get it up to scratch because it was completely broken. But, you know, that's a real blessing as well that came.
I know a lot of musicians are kind of giving up and like physical analog synths and going for more software style instruments. Do you think that your style of creating and I guess the music that you create, is that kind of influenced by having physical synths?
Yeah, definitely. Because I get a bit freaked out by digital things and I find it hard to understand. And I've really loved the analog process because it's just really hands-on and you can play around and you can understand how it works in a really tactile way. And I definitely want to stick with that.
Cool.
You know, even if it's, you know, you have to treat them like little babies and like warm up the synth and all of that stuff. And
tuck
like,
it in. At, tuck it to bed at night.
That's right. Tuck it in. Make sure it's got a glass of water and
except
you would never have water close to a synth.
Yeah. you guys have got some really cool stuff planned. We can talk about what's happening tomorrow, I guess. You guys have got an EP coming out. Which is being put out, or it's being kind of officially released tomorrow. I'm super excited to hear more tracks from you guys. What's it been like working on that? I'm interested to know how kind of the writing producing process has been and whether or not you've worked with anyone in the recording phase or you've done that kind of yourself. So maybe just talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
So I wasn't actually drumming on it. Heather's brother was.
Yep, shout out to Patty.
Yeah. So he started off creating the beats and then I kind of took them and made them something different.
Yeah, it's definitely, those songs have switched up since Hannah came on board. Yeah. And actually there were going to be 5 tracks on the EP, but I took one off because it's so much cooler now with Hannah. Yeah. I just love how it's been worked differently with Hannah on board and we're so excited. Mm-hmm. So we're going to record that the moment this is released, actually, this weekend. Yeah. We're going to go
record more recordings. Yeah. So I got some drums of both of us.
Awesome.
Exactly, because it's a funny sort of stage. It's like we're doing this thing, but then the EP was just from before that time when it was recorded. But I kind of wanted to get some momentum and get having a band that can go out and jam and not need a drum machine as well in order to release it. So I don't know, it sort of came together that way. So the EP is from the time before Hannah. And I kind of like thinking of it as like we have a real outer space vibe. And so planetary wise, like Venus has phases. Yeah. And so I like to think of Vox Venus having phases and this is the pre-Hannah phase.
Yeah. It's a very good analogy.
That helped me feel like a bit more comfortable with how we're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel really proud of the what we did before with my brother and me creating and the songs and how they sound, but it's quite a different sound now.
Yeah.
So anyone who listens to the EP and then also checks out what we're going to play tonight will hear that. But one of the tracks we're going to play tonight is on the EP, and it's the kind of single that we're releasing sort of to front the EP. But it's so different now as well with the different synths and the different totally different drumming.
And mental drumming.
It's awesome.
And how was that? Was it all kind of DIY, self-recorded?
Yeah. I know. It was recorded by Matt Sefton from Corosonic Lab. Shout out to Matt. So he's out in Coromandel, but he does mobile recordings. And he came to my home in Tehinga out at Bethel's Beach. Mm. And we just took all the furniture out and turned the lounge into a music studio and recorded over 3 days.
How was that recording in a space that you're familiar with? Because I know a lot of people, you know, will kind of, they'll maybe choose a studio that they're familiar with or they've worked with an engineer before. But how was it working in kind of your own personal space?
I loved it. I felt really at home. And also all the instruments were there because there's some vintage organs and stuff and a piano. Oh, the piano's on the track we took off, actually. There's no piano now. But, yeah, it was really nice in that environment as well. It's really beautiful with the native birds around, and that sort of adds to the vibe and all the cicadas.
Yeah.
But also it was kind of hard because, like, you needed to also, like, make food for everyone and stuff. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And it's a bit too far away to order a pizza, you know, out at Tehinga. So
yeah,
it was a bit hard sort of working around like that, but those practical things. But I loved recording at home. It was really special.
Cool. I'm interested to know what you guys have planned in the future. I know that you had a show planned which has been cancelled in light of what's been going on in the world. Yeah. But I know that there's some alternatives potentially planned for that.
Yeah, so we might do a live air thing on Facebook, or if you follow Vox Venus on Facebook, we'll put the details up there. And I think we're going to do a stream, like a live stream. We've never done that before, so we'll try and suss it out,
I'm confident, yeah. We've got our friend Henrietta on board helping us with that. She goes under the name of Hanika, and she's got some beautiful material out at the moment, all sampling native bird sounds and creating songs out of that.
Bugs in space.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to work together with her, and she's awesome on the tech. So I feel really confident we're going to pull this off.
Yeah, totally.
So that's going to be... 7 o'clock on Friday is our ETA for that.
Yes.
And we just got to figure out.
So tune in from the comfort of your home.
Exactly.
Get your beers in.
Yeah. I reckon this is the future, eh?
Yeah, I think so. Looking like it.
Like it was, we were kind of, you know, it was a whole process of decision making. But once we did it and then we found this positive way that we could like still have a party.
Yeah.
Mm. That we could feel like was really celebratory and fun.
Yeah.
It felt really good after we realised that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, it's kind of all come sudden, but there's definitely good alternatives out there, which you know, you guys are embracing and a lot of other people are embracing. So I reckon it'll be
a learning curve, but it's going to be a fun one, I think.
Yeah, cool.
It's going to be joyous.
You guys are playing 3 songs live for us tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited to get underway.
We're excited too.
I just want to say thanks again for coming up. If people want to check out the EP that's going to be released or any of your other tracks, where can they go?
Oh, the best place for the EP is Bandcamp. So if you want to go and check it out there, and it's going to be on sale if you want to even buy it, that'd be so awesome. That was a shameless plug, but that's what we're here to do though, isn't it?
Is it going to be released on Apple and Spotify?
Oh yeah, it's on all of those platforms. So Spotify, Apple Music, just, you know, the best one for supporting artists really is Bandcamp.
Oh yeah. I just want to say also Bandcamp on Saturday is they're doing, in light of what's happened, they're also not kind of charging any fees on their end, so it's the perfect time to buy.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's so supportive and cool, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
but all the streaming sites as well, people, very accessible.
All of that, nice. All of that stuff. And then we also just sometimes post like wee things on our Facebook page, so you can see like the modern version of like the current phase of Vox Venus and what we're doing.
Yeah, you can see videos where we'll be doing our new recording soon. So cool.
Exactly. That'll we're real keen to get them out in the very near future as well.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, thanks again. I'll get you guys
thanks for having us.
No worries. I'll get you to run back into the lounge and we'll get you all set up for your performance.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thank you.
If you just tuned in, this is Live and Direct here on 95 BFM. It's Freak the Sheep Show. We've got Vox Venus, who are now heading into the lounge to do a wicked live to air. I've been listening to their sound checks and it sounds pretty, pretty bloody brilliant. Of course, they had a show coming up, which it was a local show in Auckland. But they're going to be live streaming a live set on Facebook. So definitely follow them, Vox Venus, on Facebook for further details. Sounds like it's going to be on Friday at around 7 p.m. But they're going to be doing that. And of course, the EP is going to be releasing tomorrow, which is super exciting. So if you're a big fan or maybe not quite familiar with the tunes, hit it up. It's not going to be on Bandcamp and, of course, on streaming services, so pick your poison. And I reckon that sounds mighty fine. Yeah, we've got quite a crazy setup out in the lounge, so I reckon we'll cross over to them now. Can you hear me out there in the lounge?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Hopefully you guys are all good to go. Thank you again very much for coming up, and please do take it away when you're ready.
Control all the way.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Yeah, this is our last song. Thanks for coming out, everyone.
Yeah.
This is our last song. It's about space.
Yeah, finally enough.
Off the planet up here, frequencies are beaming over distance and time, ready for the moment when the stars are all in line. In line. In line. Long years of travel through the outer dark to find the perfect condition for the ignition to spark, and the atmosphere shines for a moment sublime. Riding through the night like a rocket in flight, rocket stars. These rocket stars.
you'll be looking in the right time and place when a star falls in line for a moment of grace. He sets the atmosphere.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.